Future reference when he says audio is live, don't talk. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for Valentine's Day 2018, and we're celebrating the only way we know how, with a little Gettysburg address, you know what I mean? Gettys, Greg Gettys, Cool Greg, as they call him on the internet.
And the streets.
And in WWE Raw, apparently.
Oh, see, man, the fans is talking.
They come up with the signs. Mm-hmm. Cool Greg is the homie, I respect that a lot.
Quello 316 as well, my man DH Canada.
Love that. So this is your first time officially on the morning show.
Yeah.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I got my coffee, a little bit of creamer. Got my Napa Smith, a little Amber Ale. I'm ready to rock.
A little morning beer.
Yeah, I was going to bring some Hennessy, but I got too much respect for them now. I'm 1 year in. You know what I mean?
Oh.
If you guys would have put me in charge a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have been morning show.
Penny
let's
and
do
apple
it.
Sauce.
Yeah, it would have been the world star show.
You what know do what I'm talking about? What do you call that drink?
The
Your little Henny and applesauce.
Apple juice.
What do I call
it's
it?
Apple juice, Tim.
I mean, man, I don't know. I just order it.
Applesauce would be gross.
You're right. Yeah, it's not applesauce. That would be bad.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating your 1 year anniversary of officially working here.
Yeah.
Where we announced it at Kind of Funny Live 3 later, but like on the DL, you were here helping out Kevin doing all the production assistant stuff.
Mostly making sure all the boxes fit in the recycling bin. You know,
yeah, but
sometimes a 6 hour
job. You would be surprised at how many damn boxes we get. And we're about to get a lot more boxes next week.
Oh, we talking about the drinks?
It's officially confirmed. We are getting 400 boxes of LaCroix.
Wait, really?
Because we won the contest. Oh, 400 at once, Kevin. Yeah.
Why?
They're not sending them in small doses. They're giving us the whole shebang.
No, dude, there's too many steps.
Dude.
There's way too many steps.
Trust me, man. I don't know what I don't know what to tell you.
Can we rent a crane? Please, can we rent a crane?
Can we rent? No.
Crane.
I was gonna jump to helicopter.
No, it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Also, it'd be like a cargo helicopter of some sort. That seems really dangerous. We'd have to also rent a pilot. I'm not a crane operator, but I know a crane operator.
I do know a guy.
Yeah.
I do know a guy.
Yeah.
You know about this?
No.
Greg Miller Sr.
Oh.
Number one crane operator.
Yeah.
In the Chicago area.
Interesting.
Something like that. But yeah, no, so prepare.
I've climbed a lot of cranes. More cranes than
I'm just
any
letting you know.
Believe.
I'm letting you know. I'm sure you have. I'm
going to
let you know
that
right now, Cool Greg. You're going to get a LaCroix workout next week.
I can do it.
Because there's 400 boxes.
You're going to hate it.
They're going to get need to get brought upstairs. So
Can I call in a little mini Coelho?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
yeah, we're probably going to need some backup on this one. Which is, by the way, this is ridiculous. Like, can you even imagine what 412 packs looks like?
No.
Where are we going to?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be a joke around the office, and Nick's going to hate
Nick's going to fucking hate it.
But
I mean, which, I'm willing to take some home.
No.
We have to.
Whoa, hold on a second. That's for the office, okay? And we go through them. That'll last maybe 2 months.
Maybe.
That's true.
412 packs
mm-hmm.
is going to last us...
2 months.
No, a year.
No, dude.
You think? You think it'll last us a year?
365 days.
That is 4,800 LaCroix.
Divided by
4,800 LaCroix.
Let's say on average you drink 5.
On average, I would say I drink 7 a day.
7, okay,
here.
Great.
I think 3.
Here.
I would, so 10, I probably drink 3 as well. So we're at 13.
I probably drink 3.
16. Andy probably drinks 1.
Yeah,
so let's say 17 a day, so let's see.
Quick time out, are we trying to drink them super fast, or are we just trying
to
like
not
have a problem?
No, it's just,
okay.
No, it's just real.
We're only here 5 out of the 7 days.
Because I can drink more.
Sure. So, you don't have to drink more. But let's say rounding up to 20 a day,
mm-hmm.
which sounds very realistic.
Yeah.
That's 240 business days. That's how long it would take us.
Every day is a business day for me.
All right, that is a longer time than I imagined. Although, are we adding the Andrea Renee X factor?
No, we're not. But I can't imagine her drinking more than one.
Mm, you're right. Yeah. She's a responsible person.
Yep.
That's true.
Cool, Greg.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm chilling, man. I'm big Gucci chilling.
Big
I'm
Gucci
really
chilling.
Excited to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you here. I don't think that me and you have done a show together, just the two of us.
I don't think so. I think the only shows I've done is just
the
me and GOG.
With Greg?
Yeah. I know how to work with them. You're cool.
I'm
He's
cool.
the professional, man.
He is the professional.
I know how to
he
bounce
knows what
off
he's
him.
Doing. Yeah. Me, you don't know how to bounce off me.
No one does.
I'm the bounceless.
But, you know, I'm really happy to say, like, I made it here a year, you know? Because a year ago, I found this company. One of the two, you know, whichever one you want to put in the headline. But to be honest.
Whatever you want to put in the headline.
You know, it's been a fun ride. And, like, I'm proud of a lot of the shit I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Editing-wise. Entertainment wise, like I woke up a little early to come up with some stories, mm-hmm. but then I ran a little late. So when I was coming with stories, I saw you knocking them back. There's already like six stories in there. So I was like, all right, we can take out my ex baseball all-star player got caught selling hella drugs. We can take that story out.
I mean, you can add whatever you want. I just put stories that I thought you might have something to talk about or have some input on.
I was going to ask you, where's Nick usually go?
It's the cool Greg effect, you know? Yeah, Nick goes to a whole bunch of weird places, really dark places.
I want to hold it down for him.
Nick's doing some cool stuff. He's down in LA right now doing the Collider show and all that. It was live at 9 a.m. I imagine it's going up publicly sometime soon. So keep an eye on that. Let me do all the rigmarole, Kev. How do you feel about that?
Rigmarole.
Okay, I was just going to show this.
Yeah, show it. Just bring it up. Just let people know what he looks like.
Look, there's Nick.
Yeah, that's Nick and his new friends. His new LA friends.
LA friends. It just got worse and worse.
I miss him.
Housekeeping. Our MCU in review series continues to roll on. Iron Man 3 is now live on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. You would be a very cool person if you would go subscribe to that on iTunes or Beyond Pod or whatever it is that you listen to. Those subscriptions really do help us. PSVR.
Wait,
show.
Real quick. By popular demand, now in the description of the video and SoundCloud mm-hmm. is the previous ranking of the... So if you're like, man, where's those movies at before this episode? It's in there now.
They're all in there.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, show your friends why Iron Man 3, not that bad of a movie.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Good, though, you know. Not great.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
PSVR show is going to premiere tomorrow.
What?
On patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. For just $1, you'll be able to see the PlayStation VR show a week early. Or than the rest of the people in the world.
Do you know what game it is?
I do not know. I think that it's the superhero one. Anyway, the show's very cool.
Oh, the angry butthole.
There's a very angry butthole in
it. My favorite one is the one where Kevin's doing graffiti.
I haven't seen that one.
That was awesome.
Oh, no, it looks like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Actually,
Who knows?
Maybe it's
Accounting.
These.
Yeah.
Accounting Plus is the one that Greg was talking about.
The trailer's live now. You can go watch that on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames as well. And then also tomorrow, oh my God, you cannot contain the hype. Me and Michael Huber from Easy Allies doing the one-on-one Gamescast. What's the topic going to be?
Hype.
Obviously. The whole thing is going to be hype. We're going to talk about the hypest announcements in video game history. We're going to talk about what announcements would make us lose our fucking minds coming up. We're going to talk about the hypest moments in video games. It's going to be great. I'm going to put a tweet out there sometime later today asking you guys what your hypest moments are. We'll read some of those. It's just going to be hype. That's all it's going to be. But also, right here, Kinda Funny Games Daily, tomorrow, Greg Miller and Huber will be getting their thing on. How hype will that be? I don't know.
The hype name.
We'll have to see. I don't know if Greg Miller can bring that hype. You know what I mean?
Oh,
calling you out, bro. I know you're listening right now. Reminder, if you tip at the $5 or above level here on Twitch, we will read your tip throughout this beautiful show.
I'll review your album.
Leave some tips for Cool Greg. Leave some tips for love. It's Valentine's Day. That's how that works. Or 500 bits. Bits are a thing, too. The 500 equals $5, I guess. Let's get to the news.
Did you want to do this?
That's the thing too. Nick is going to be performing at the Punchline. It's a really big deal next Tuesday. If you are in the San Francisco area, please come through, buy your tickets. We'll hang out, have a good time. It's going to be fun.
Bunch of laughs. I'm ready.
In what? Only a year he accomplished his goal of being.
His goal was to perform Punchline, and it just took him 1 year. He did it.
This is a big deal.
He did it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the news.
Good for him, you know?
Good for him.
A lot of respect for that.
So Rita Ora joins Ryan Reynolds in the Pokemon movie Detective Pikachu.
Mm.
Now, are you familiar with Rita Ora?
I'm familiar with Detective Pikachu a little bit. The rest of it, nope.
Yeah, I thought you might know Rita Ora.
She's a singer. She's been she features on a lot of rappers' projects and stuff. She's one of those names.
She's a singer?
You know what I mean? Yeah, a singer. She's pretty cool, though. I like her. She was in 50 Shades of Grey. I saw her recently there. She was also in Fast and Furious 6 and a couple other movies. But she's now, I guess, going to be here in Detective Pikachu. Does Detective Pikachu
interest Cool Greg? Right? Yeah, right? Didn't it interest everyone?
I mean, I don't know that it interests everyone. It's really weird.
Yeah, I feel like it interests us in like a, this mm-hmm. is a weird thing that people are pushing through. It's cool that Ryan Reynolds is doing the voice.
It's just, to me, it's shocking. Like, when they first announced this game in Japan, I was like, weird, but whatever. Pokemon spinoffs, they happen all the time. When they're like, we're going to make a movie in America. We're making a Pokemon movie, and it's gonna be Detective Pikachu. It's kind of like, guys, you should have stopped at that first half of the sentence and made a Pokemon movie.
They'll get there.
I hear
don't,
you.
Don't make a Detective Pikachu movie.
You just gotta make sure it's
then it's like Ryan Reynolds, and I'm like, all right, they're trying here. They're really trying. I'm pretty excited for it.
As someone who doesn't know shit about shit, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, I really know nothing about nothing. I just know I'm kind of hyped for this movie because if it was a real Pokemon movie, I feel like there's a lot more importance to it. This, you know, I have a little bit of fun with it. And I like small, like, trolls type cute bullshit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like detective fucking... Like, do you see when Portillo dresses up? It's like, it's the same shit. You get that same reaction. You don't take them serious, but you're still like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this. I'll watch it. And I think this would be good in a sense where he said, like, huh, interesting. Like, yeah. I'm down with that.
Shit, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Here.
Wait, real quick, let me just add. When Portillo dresses up, I always take him seriously.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's only been in the respect. Tuxedo a couple times.
My bad, man.
Those are so big cool,
man. I don't know. Rudio.
My man,
in the chat. He's going to make you not like Rita Ora.
Oh, easy.
Rita Ora was on Roc Nation and then left and sued Jay-Z.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
let's move on to the next story, Kev.
I'm ready.
This is a dope-ass poster that came out yesterday for Ready Player One.
Ooh.
Scroll down. I think it's... There we go.
That's a dope-ass poster.
There we go.
Oh.
A whole bunch of 80s references going on in this. It's done in the style of all the 80 posters, you know, the Star Wars and Back to the Future and Bridge of the Lost Ark and all that stuff. Looking fantastic.
You hyped for this?
I don't know, man. We talked about it on Game Over Greggy show this week about movies coming out in 2018. And I'm interested in this because I never read the book, and people talk very highly of it.
No, it's
ratings for nerds.
But
nerds.
Except for comics.
I do comics. Appreciate the visual style of this movie. I feel like the CG that they, like the way that they use it, it looks unique compared to a lot of the action movies we've seen, all the CG hordes of just a ton of monsters running around and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like this one has a unique enough look that I'm like, all right, I appreciate it. It kind of reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean 2, when you saw...
Oh, that's the worst one.
Pirates 2,
yeah,
not
dude.
The worst one.
Okay,
definitively
like,
not the worst
Pirates
one.
Pirates is the worst one of the, like, okay ones, which is 1, 2, and then the last one, 5, I guess?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but the Captain Barbosa, the CG on him, it made you go, huh, that shit looks
that's
different.
That's great shit. ILM, right? Bro. ILM.
Yeah. So
I've seen the like model that they used. They have it at the. What the fuck was that?
It's playing with the people.
You're right.
Anyway, this looks cool. Are you excited for this movie?
Yeah. Again, I don't really know too much about shit, so it might end up sucking. The commercials might make it look bad already. But when I saw it, I think it was on the morning show when you guys played it. That it looked. It blew me away. I thought, what was that? I was thinking like, oh man, remember that movie Fantasia with Mickey Mouse?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like some like, oh, this is some legendary ass shit I'm about to witness, you know? And you know that feeling, like, you know, you saw Jumanji 2?
Oh yeah.
That shit was cracking, right? But then it didn't have like that same like, oh shit, like impressive, like holy shit, like they're in our world kind of thing, like that Jumanji 1 had, right? Like it just missed a certain little factor. I feel like this kind of has that, where like, oh shit, like just seeing that guy in that car playing the virtual reality game, I'm like that's just a world I want to be in, but it feels like my world. So I feel like it's gonna have that legendary.
Have you noticed the like what the character looks like? Like the main dude, what he looks like in the game?
Is he like an orc looking dude?
No, he's like an animated version of himself.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I think that's interesting. Like I don't like that style too much. I like the real aspect of it and then seeing all the world. I just don't like his particular character. So I'm wondering if that's gonna like how much of that are we gonna see versus how much of the real world?
Yeah.
But it sucks because I want to be in that universe because like that
this,
sounds
fascinating. This is the one with all the different...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
Making sure.
Yeah. Next story here. This was a book that we read for required reading back when we did that on the Kinda Funny Morning Show, I Killed Giants. To mixed reviews between all of us. Me, you, and Greg all read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all enjoyed it differently. I would say like the... Overall, the Metacritic rating of Kinda Funny would have been like a 7.
7, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a cool story, and I feel like it just never quite got where it needed to go. The visual style was nice and interesting. They're making a movie out of it. We watched a very, very, very early teaser of it on the show a couple months ago, and that looked horrible. But you can tell that that didn't have any effects done, didn't have, and it was just like a clip. It wasn't really a trailer. So I don't want to judge that too hard because this looks pretty damn cool.
The poster looks damn good, and they got some important words up on top.
From the producers of Harry Potter, cool, man. How does all this make you feel right here?
I love everything about it. So what's on her head?
She wears little ears.
Yeah.
Like the girl from Bob's Burgers? I'm all about it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, is there a date on here, Kev?
No. No date.
And who the fuck's she fighting, bro? That's lit.
I mean, I was talking about the article.
Oh, I'm sorry. The article? February 12th. So 2 days ago.
March 28th, 2018 is the date.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's coming out really, really soon.
Are there more trailers?
That's freaky, hold on, man.
Yes, there is more trailers. I'm gonna give you the trailer right now.
Are we scared it's gonna cause problems?
No.
Who's Trailblazers? Who's doing it? Is this WB?
Hold on. I can't. I'm emailing you.
What? Why? What is wrong with you?
That, you know what? That's a dumb idea. Yeah. I'm putting it at the top of the morning show.
Yep.
So sorry. I don't think it's out yet.
I haven't
yet.
Done this in a while.
I don't think it's out yet, but Boom Gang is giving relationship advice today. And I'll try to find it before the show started, but I'm pretty sure it's not there yet. So if you need some Valentine's Day relationship advice from a real player, Boom Gang, check that out.
Check that out.
It's going to be on World Star for sure by like 6 o'clock. I don't know when they update shit.
Are we sure that Boom Gang is going to give solid? I would love it if he gave great relationship advice.
I don't know about solid. I don't know about great, actually. He'll give advice.
What's your relationship advice, Greg, on this beautiful Valentine's Day?
You know... Nah, bro. I ain't doing that one.
All right, let's watch this trailer.
Hold on, I'm trying to find one that is not like some... I guess that's the one I'm playing then. From the beginning, we're doing the whole trailer.
We're going from the beginning.
You're not scared of any copyright?
Nah.
We've been pretty good. We've been lucky so far. Let's hope that continues.
Gift of new.
Them ears, bro.
Gift of old. Bless the righteousness. Guide my hand. Against the darkness, my final stand.
That's how you ride my shit at night.
Barbara, I want to get to know you a little bit more. Do you have many friends? What about your sister?
I'd play your dragons or whatever if you asked me to.
That would be hilarious. What are you doing? What's it for? There's some serious stuff going down. I find giants. I hunt giants. I kill giants.
Tim, that's the name of the movie.
Cool.
We really are the last of us.
Dark omens are totally cool. A giant comes to the place and takes everything from you. And when it's done, it's like anything that made your life good was never even there. Giant's not real. Then why are you sweating?
They pick some choice moments from the comics.
I know that no one likes me. I know that everything I do looks crazy.
This isn't real.
You're not listening to me. This giant is coming. We're gonna save this town. There are times where you have to ask yourself, do I want to live my life as a coward or a warrior?
Not gonna lie, all this Marauder map looking shit. Hold on, sorry.
What's up?
All the Marauder map looking stuff, like the graphics that look like they're on the Harry Potter map.
Yeah.
Loving that. Loving it.
That looked pretty decent.
There were some shots that were clearly from the comic, like her sitting on the side of the cliff, like looking outwards.
It's interesting where I feel like this could be better than the graphic novel, because the graphic novel never goes too crazy with its like visuals and stuff, that I think that they can actually translate this very well to a fairly low budget movie.
I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, wow. Because the first clip I was like, uh-uh. That looks pretty good. You sold?
Sold, I was all in.
All right, next news story.
This.
Oh, yeah. So we got our first clip of
so hype.
Batman Ninja English. Let's check that shit out, Kev.
All right, watching this clip too, huh? We're not scared about the... All right. Wait, where's the audio? There it is. Nope, I muted it. Sorry.
Give me some of that good stuff.
Everyone's been calling me the most powerful man in Japan. The Demon King. Lord Joker.
Is that Bane? Sumo Bane?
The country is in chaos. A fallen ninja wearing the mask of a bat will come and restore order to our land. Bring Shinobi from across the sea of time. Lord Batman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now what?
Tight.
I love it because it's just so fucking weird.
Yeah, that's the kind of nonsense I can get behind.
That is the type of nonsense I can get behind. Now, the thing is, I'm usually a dub guy. I prefer just English, just being able to understand and listen to the story.
Who has time to, focus 100% of your attention on one thing, you know?
Me. My thing is, with this, think I'm going to watch this in Japanese.
You prefer dub?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not to not focus on it.
I mean, just how much better would it be if you were also playing Monster Hunter while watching
this? See, that would be a worse experience, Kevin.
Focus opinion.
On one thing. I want to watch this in Japanese just because I want to hear how epic it sounds with Batman and Joker screaming at each other when I don't understand a single thing they're saying, but I understand emotion.
Now, did this come out because that one company, was it Hot Toys, made Ninja Batman?
You know what I don't know.
They made the action figure that was like a ninja... Maybe it was a samurai. Do you know Hot Toys?
Yeah, I'm very familiar. There's one right there of Black Panther.
Okay, we'll get there. Where?
Top left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that looks realistic as fuck.
Yeah, click on it.
I will in a second. God, look at the detail in the hair. $260!
Pull it up.
I will in a second. There we go.
Okay.
God, that's insane. That's an action figure.
Damn.
It's a $260 action figure.
But like, good lord, how do they do this?
Good lord.
Every time I see these Hot Toys things, I want one. I want one of all of us.
I know.
Like, how is that a toy?
It's so cool.
Oh my god, we have Black Panther tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait, Black Panther has the blue lights? I thought Black Panther had orange lights and the other dude had purple lights.
No.
What's up with these blue lights?
He's purple.
He's purple?
He is purple.
Oh, so the bad guy's orange. The Killmonger? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah, these toys are really, really, really cool.
There's Killmonger right there.
Bounce over to the story that we had.
Yeah, man,
bounce out with that mofo.
Tight, dude. This one?
Yeah. So we got some first looks at some Star Wars toys here. Really, there's two things I want to pull attention to. Scroll down, Kev.
Yeah, what's up? Not Hot Toy quality.
Oh, no. These are the cheaper toys. I think these might be Black Label or Black Series or whatever it's called.
Mm. Not gonna lie, every once in a while I'm in Target looking at toys, and boy, do I have to talk myself down from buying the Black Series.
It's hard, man.
Or Black Label, whatever it's called. Does it say anywhere?
All right. But go down a bit. Here we go. Like, are you kidding me with this? This thing, you're not gonna be able to keep this on the shelves.
Oh, my God. It's like his blue cape.
I love it.
Are capes finally going to be in? I've been trying to make this happen for years.
I mean, they came and went.
Fashion capes?
Mm-hmm.
Proper fashion capes haven't been in for men?
What?
For men?
Yeah. No, that was the thing. But I just love, look at his eyebrows. Look at that arc. Look at his hair.
Ooh.
Look at everything going on here. I want that on my desk. I want that just sitting,
zoomed in pictures
sitting on top of one of my speakers, you know?
Yeah, you do.
I kind of want that scarf.
You could rock it. You could rock that shirt too, and that belt. And then I also wanted to point out her outfit. I'm a big fan of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in her character. I want to see what goes on. All the Star Wars solo stuff, I'm in.
I like her hair.
I hope it's good. I hope more than anything it's good.
Oh, look at this fucker.
Yeah.
What's going on with those shoes? Those are dope as fuck. Why's he got armored shoes, Tim?
They're the shoes from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
When they jump. Man.
Rocket shoes, yeah.
And then go to the next story, the Millennium Falcon, the Ooh. Kessel Run version in Lego form.
So cool.
I'll be damned.
Look who's
Everything
driving
about
it.
This.
See who's driving it?
Yeah. Everything about this is fantastic, because if you know one thing about me, Greg,
yep.
I'm a big fan of the color blue.
Definitely.
So this is, to me, the definitive version of the Millennium Falcon. And that little fucking Lando, oh my God, he's adorable. And that's a badass. Okay, scroll down a bit more.
The eyebrows, man. They're nailing
them. They're nailing the brows. God, that looks freaking cool.
Oh my God, the little,
oh,
this
shit.
Thing. Ooh. Damn. How are they, is that, do you think that's a little like rubber or plastic tube? The bendable ones?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. God, that looks so cool.
I know.
I hope it's translucent.
Go down a bit more. Let's see. Are we missing anything else? Oh, there we go.
Ah, one of these guys.
Pretty cool.
Wait, this is actually pretty interesting. Like, this guy, is that like a protocol droid? Or is that one of the...
It says it's a Kessel droid.
Okay. They got to stop using the word Kessel. Like, we get it.
Yeah. I don't like how Chewie looks.
Yeah, well, he's a younger Chewie.
We've already seen younger Chewie in episode 3.
Okay, yeah, that was really young Chewie. This
and
is
he
slightly
still looked
older.
The same as old Chewie.
I know. I'm concerned about how Han Solo looks.
Yeah,
like,
let's
if, at
not.
The, if at the end of it, he gets like a fucking brick to the face, and they're like, oh, we'll have to reconstruct him. And then he turns around and it's some CGI fucking. I would lose my shit in the best Hope. Way.
That's fantastic. Next story. We got some new Incredibles 2 posters.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
There's three of them down there. They're all.
Dirty laundry.
They're them doing some laundry. Back to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost ready. All of this hinting at a trailer that supposedly is going to come out sometime today. So hold on to your butts, ladies and gentlemen. Incredibles 2, the proper trailer. We got the teaser, but now we're going to get the trailer.
I finally
understand what this movie actually is. Now I'm going to say, Kev.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be great regardless.
No. I'm going to say, there's a 50-50 shot on this.
Can you get your hand in your box, please? It's freaking me out. No, that's the opposite of... Look how long your arm looks.
Pixar's had, I'd say, a 50-50 rate of making good sequels or bad sequels. Cars comes to mind.
But Cars 3 came back.
Cars 3 brought it back.
Which I saw recently.
Yeah, did you like it?
I did.
Cars 3, pretty damn good.
Touching,
yes. They did a good job with the story.
Kind of a jump for him midway race to be like, you take over, but, you know.
You know, whatever. Cars 2, though, horrible.
Didn't watch it. No reason. It's not
Yeah, don't watch it. So we'll see. I'm hoping it's good. But you excited for this? You're a big Incredibles guy?
I'd say I'm big on cartoons just in general. Like Incredibles, I didn't realize everybody else in the world respected it so much. You know, mm-hmm. I thought it was great, but I'm learning now that everybody loves it. So I feel like it could just now live up to the hype just based on that. So it'll be a cool movie, but disappoint people in the, you know, adding on to that universe kind of thing. But I think they got it. They nailed it. I actually was a little disappointed with those three things. Like, I feel like I get what they're going with the whole back to work thing, but just the idea, those are going to be the posters?
No. Those are posters that are just promoting the trailer.
Got you.
Because that's like
they're getting ready for the
trailer.
Like
a D-level idea to
yeah.
me. I don't know.
And then you added this new story.
Chip.
LeBron James to throw new house party with updated version of a classic movie. This comes from the Washington Post. In a State Farm ad a few years ago, LeBron James used Kid and Play as something of a punchline, but it was also clear that he was a fan of House Party, the 1990 film starring the hip-hop duo. As it turns out, James is such a big fan that he's bringing the House Party franchise back to theaters in an updated version. This is definitely not a reboot. It's an entirely new look for a classic movie. Everyone I grew up with loved House Party. To partner with this creative team to bring a new House Party to a new generation is unbelievable. He'll produce the movie through Spring Hill Entertainment, the company he runs with his business partner and longtime friend, Maverick Carter. The screenplay is reportedly being written by Stephen Glover and Jamal Olari, known for their work on the FX series Atlanta. Ooh. All of this, very promising.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very, very promising.
Now, I haven't seen Atlanta, but people in the chat always fucking throwing it out there, being saying
it's good. Real good. Yeah. So I was
watching this.
Did you ever watch House Party?
I just watched it at Byron's house all the time. So it's one of those movies from back in the day. But just the fact of, I'm excited to see what LeBron does, because I know he's been trying to get into the whole making movies, entertainment shit. But it's supposed to be Space Jam 2, right?
You know? That's a whole question. So whether or not, it's not confirmed he's going to be in this movie, though.
But he's producing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my point.
Yeah, he's probably going to be in it.
There's a thing he says that he might not.
I'm excited about him just getting into that field, you know, because I know of people I just know in my regular life he was trying to click up with. So the fact that he's actually making those steps to do it now, like later on, like that's cool.
All right.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
House Party?
Yeah. Okay, for sure. So what do you feel about that? You think it's going to be good? Like reboots in 2018?
Here's the thing.
What do they mean when it's definitely not a reboot? Because it sounds like a reboot.
I don't know. They're saying it's an updated version. Maybe it's like a remaster.
Isn't that what a reboot
is? Add some CG.
That would be awful.
You know what I mean?
No one would want that, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I do think that there'd be a market for this. I think this movie could do very well if it was correctly marketed to the right demographic. But we'll see. I'm gonna read some of them tips.
There's one more.
Tips? Can I read some tips?
Nope. Yeah.
Hold on, let him read the tips, you bitch.
I'm gonna let him read the tips.
Wait, are we not doing the cutting this story?
I'm going to go back. This all I'm going to add as a fun clip.
Okay. It's a video component.
Okay. Man, there's a lot of them. A
lot of tips today. Thank you guys. Appreciate that, man.
Look at the dates.
Keeping Andy employed even though he's not here.
All right.
Kind of weird.
Here we go.
Yeah, he's working from home because he can't edit with us because we're too cool and distracting.
That's his excuse, but who knows, really. My man, Airwick 14, tipped $5. Appreciate that, man. Just paid my birthday tax. Thank you guys for the amazing content. Nick, can I please get a butthole? Well, Nick's not here, so I'll give you one anus. Right there, that's for you. One anus. But besides that, a lot of birthday tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means it's their birthday?
Yeah.
You guys started this a long time ago or what?
Yeah.
We're just saying, hey guys, on your birthday, we're starting a birthday tax.
Colin demanded that you get the birthday tax.
Fucking awesome. So is there, okay, awesome. Anniversary tax.
Yeah, this is the great anniversary.
Okay.
Well, you got your birthday also next week.
Oh man, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
T Dro, 1214, what's happening, bro? 9 months ago,
Kev, do you have access to the tips?
I already have it open, dude.
Do you have the video?
Right there.
Oh, great. Okay.
Nine months ago, I tipped a song which led my girlfriend and I to talk for the first time. Today, I'm doing the same for my KF promposal, my man. Kelsey, before we continue, grab your phone and begin filming yourself.
Let me read this.
So is that Kelsey doing that or me?
Yeah, Kelsey.
Read this.
You may open the envelope I gave you once all this is done. Best friend, she's working. Go give her some sweet, nasty love. Lastly, Mike and Kels for prom king and queen.
Damn, I love that they're already, like, he's
Mike and Kels, hey guys, everyone's gonna need to set their game up because Mike and Kels coming for it. If she says yes, we don't know. All right, so make sure you're filming yourself, Kelsey.
Kelsey, we're gonna wait a minute. And that's as long as you get.
That's as long as you get. Let's go. Roll the clip.
It's 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Play it.
All right, here we go.
Greetings. Hello. How do you do?
It's me,
Okay. I like your shirt.
It's a really good looking little studio you got.
Okay. Very 90s things. I appreciate that.
Shut down my bandicoot.
Boo.
I got picked on for Pikachu. It was 4 long years, bullies and tears. Day by day, a tragedy. Quail man, please save me. Got our life on track, so it's
Wolverine.
Fuck a dab.
I like that. Oh shit. Got it. In the bachelor party shirt. I want a tambourine solo though. Or else I demand a refund.
What? We'll give him his money back?
Toby Blue says, I'll go to prom with him if she says no. So we got backups, bro. You guys are going to need to step up your KF promposals. Start thinking about it.
Some fucking top level shit right here.
Yeah, we got some talent out there. Rebel Spirit says, when will someone do this for me?
When you earn
someone it. Get out Rebel Spirit.
Rebel Spirits.
I like that. I like to the
rebel. Rebel.
Oh, wait, wait.
Yo, Spirit.
Shit. Son. We got a post-credit scene.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was good. Good job. That was fantastic. Kelsey.
We need answers.
In your court now. We need answers. We demand answers.
Shout outs to Kelsey for always helping plan New York stuff. Our trip to New York.
Shout out to Kelsey. Yeah.
So, thought it was her.
That was great.
Awesome. My man Greedy Ears, what's happening? You know what he told me earlier? That he doesn't like Legos.
I don't believe it.
This wasn't the show for you.
It wasn't the show for you. Alright, this tips goes directly to the pocket of Cool Gray. My man. Congrats on the 1 year, you've been killing it. Thank you, bro. Any man that loves Harry Potter and getting up is awesome in my eyes. We need more Cool Greg. We need a Cool Greg emote. Hells yeah, I appreciate that, bro. I do love Harry Potter and getting up, so you got me correct. My man, John Mon 77, 13 months, woot, woot,
woot, woot,
woot, woot. Panzer G2, is that a thing?
Yeah.
It sounds hella familiar.
All right. Panzer G2 tipped that one stream with bits.
There we go. Happy anniversary, Cool Greg. You're absolutely killing it. The nightly streams are awesome. Bam. Tim, new haircut looks dope. Got a little gumpy on it. Barbershop reference.
I've never seen Barbershop. I probably should watch Barbershop.
Wait, ever?
No.
That's like, it's got a cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Skizzip! Heart, 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 much love to every single one of you. Thanks for being great. Thanks to all the best friends, and I hope everyone has a... Can I say bitch?
Yes.
Bitchin' hat. Hope everybody got a bitchin' Valentine's Day. Remember, you're never alone with all the best friends. Hey. Oh man, Justin Ryan Bear. Tim, I finally beat Cuphead last night and it felt so good. Congrats on the 1 year, Cool Greg. Here's a fun clip.
You boys ready?
Hold on, before we do this, there's people in the chat saying Kelsey was not in the chat at the correct time. So what we need you to do, Kev. Kelsey, what I need you to do is to film your reaction right now. Start filming yourself, okay? Before you watch it. Kev, can you put the link in the chat?
Yeah.
There's a video, Kelsey, that you need to record your reactions to. You'll see it in the chat. Thank you. Now, Kev?
Hold on.
When you're done with that, let's proceed to the fun clip.
Hold on, I'm dropping it in here. From,
then we got Death Like Ripped. We got a...
No, subscribe. We do that later.
That's it.
Is that it?
I don't know.
All right, let's watch the fun clip.
I think there's a couple more tips, but...
Yeah. Oh, do you want to get them all then?
Yeah, no, let's watch this fun clip.
Okay.
Because I think it's cool. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
She's a wolf. The mouse's ghostly howl stakes claim to...
Love that it. That was it.
I love things like that.
Me too.
Right there.
Yes. She's a wolf in mouse.
My man, DH Candle was sending, dude. This $5 is for Cool Greg. First, let the WWE Universe know. Let Cool Greg host. Then they found out you're the homie. And throw some Kevin, and throw some love for Kevin, too. People are sleeping on the Coelho 316 sign. Man, I saw an amazing picture of that with the WrestleMania logo in the back.
It was fantastic. I think I have it saved, and I'll post it soon.
Gang shit. My man, SF Yoshiyama. Happy Valentine's Day to the love of my life, Ryan McDonald. It's been 4 years of my life. Can't wait for the rest of our lives. Love you.
Get it, Ryan.
Get it. SF.
No, wait, hold on.
Did she tip twice?
Yes.
So did we say that, or how does that work?
No.
All right, my man, DP Dippin Nimi. I don't know, sorry. Hello, brothers and Kevin. I need some advice. I started a podcast and would like some suggestions on bandwidth storage and pod platforms to target first. Keep fucking that shit.
If you get on Apple Podcasts, they syndicate to many of the major ones.
So SoundCloud also.
It'll just do it for you. In terms of bandwidth storage and stuff, we use SoundCloud. If you want to be on Spotify, you should get on Libsyn instead. I like SoundCloud just because it's cool and hip and people are there. But in terms of services, if you get it on Apple Podcasts, that will syndicate out to most of the other things. But I also submit it to Stitcher, TuneIn. That might be it. But if other people have suggestions of where we should send it, let us know.
You want to take it over, man? I'm reading a little slow, I think.
It's all good. Assassin's Keyblade says, shout out to Cool Greg for your Mark Echo Get It Up stream last night. Shout out to Tim. How about that Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer? What are your thoughts? P.S. Keep up the great work. I'm super stoked. Kingdom Hearts 3, 2018. Woo! Keep the dream alive. Let's hope.
I love watching those games. Not playing them, but watching them.
Eric Skirk says, just wanted to shout out Cool Greg. He's the homie for real. Keep up the great content, guys. Thank you very much. Skizzip tipped again with a lot of hearts, saying, not sure if my other tip went through, so just some hearts, because I love all you guys. Happy V-Day and stuff. Oh, yeah, and a whole lot of gang shit.
Gang shit!
Shout out to my dude, Cool Greg.
I know she's going to watch that Boom Gang relationship advice thing later.
Ill Al says, Tim, I used to tour around with a lot of the underground hip-hop heads you listen to. Here's a sample of a new song. Review a snippet of it.
Say the word. You want to do it over
I'm
there?
I'm just going to play it. You guys can check this out. It's Ill Al, the Anglo-Saxon.
Coming in and sit here in the dark. Bubblegum park marked the concrete bench in a park in a shopping cart. Imagine if you will, how it must feel. Knowing the name over damn thing. About your environment, silence.
You got that dope flow. You got that dope flow. I'm going to check this out in more detail later. Thank you, Ill Al. Mike G, hey, Tim and Cool Greg. Long time listener, first time tipper. You guys deserve so much more than $5. So he gave us $5.01.
Hey!
Cool Greg, you said you'd review albums, so here. And he sent something.
There we go, bro. Fuck yeah.
I'll give it to you later.
Yeah.
Andy Prince says, happy 1 year, Cool Greg. Stoked to see you all together on the show. Keep up those nighttime streams.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And finally, my dude, the conductor, Alex Aziz, just tipped.
No message.
He had no message. He had nothing to say. But I'm sure if he had something to say, it'd be very interesting.
Very interesting.
Compelling content.
Thanks for all the kind words, you guys. I get real nervous about doing those streams. So I always think like, this was stupid. All I did was just get drunk and play video games very poorly. But you know, I'm new to this Twitch shit, and it's like, hey, that's all they expect. You know what I'm saying?
That's all they expect.
That's all the people want.
All right, let's see. Where are we at place, with stuff? So. I wanna do PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. I wanna get the rigmaroles out of the way. You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate someone in the community doing dope shit.
Dope.
Just like Brock2621 did. Brock Smith. Brock Smith shouting out Jordan West for being.
Better not be another Monster Hunter clout shit.
For being my best friend for over 20 years, even though I pushed him down a big ass flight of stairs and snapped all his shit up, and he had to wear crutches in school for a week.
Damn.
Still my literal best friend.
Fun clip.
Shout out to Jordan West. That would be a fun clip.
Fuck. No.
And now it's time for the giveaway. There's four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Three, support us at the $2 above level on patreon.com.
My personal favorite.
/kindoffunny. Or four, do the same thing, $2 above on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. They're all additive. So if you do all four, you have four chances to win.
That's just unfair.
Today, someone in the Twitch chat is going to win Destiny 2.
Oh,
on
that's
the
a real
Xbox
good game.
One. Okay. Some big shit today. And the winner is Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays in the chat. Chala. Congratulations. Bow, 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 bow.
Chala for a dollar.
All right. Let's. Kev, let's look at some of these things real quick.
Am I on Games Daily as well?
There's only one thing. No. You're not on Games Daily.
Click on this.
How long is this? A minute and 20 seconds?
It's a minute and 20 seconds. You know what? Let's just watch it.
Let's just
ride the lightning on it. If it's not funny, we'll stop.
All right. Have you seen this yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
So we're running out here tonight. Where are we going, bro?
Dance, bro.
We're going to dance, Cop. But we've told Darren that we're dressing up as Smurfs. Are you dressed as a Smurf, bro?
I'm definitely not dressed as a Smurf.
Let's go. Let's go see this, Cop, live.
Why do people film this way?
Just like a Smurf.
Let's go see where he is, then. Let's go see.
I'm not even fast suggesting it, Ken. I'm not blue.
Who the fuck are you dressed up as?
Look at his face.
That's fucked up. That sucks.
What the fuck? His fucking head's gone. Why are you dressed up?
What the fuck have you got on your name?
Yo, fucker still has blue on his fingers.
Why is he doing that?
Oh, he's crying is why, Tim.
Why are you dressed up fucking Smurf?
Come on, let's go. Look at that.
How fucking bad is he?
Alright.
I don't like this.
So God. They told him he was going to like a Smurf
they
party?
They told him that, yes. They're going to a Smurf party.
Yeah, that's weird as shit. Because for you to believe that, it's hella weird.
Oh man, that's fucking funny. Ah, dude, there was one more story. I don't know where it went.
I'll look for it.
The Demon Child.
I'm not seeing it.
You know what? We don't need it.
Demon Child?
There was some kid that was on a plane for 8 hours. Like some fucking little ass kid.
You're not to disrespect maybe any like children, five. Are you? No, right? All right.
Thank you, sir. This fucking little kid was just yelling and screaming, like more so than normal, for 8 hours on this fucking flight. Running around and like jumping on chairs like jungle gym shit. Mm. It's just like, God, people need to be stopped. Let's go to the chat. Mr. Yasmin the Under says, Tim, do you follow Jennifer Love Hewitt on Instagram? She reviews The Bachelor on her Instagram story. I do not, but I should now.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, man. Remember her in the Halloween episode of Boy Meets World?
Know her
so from good.
Scary Movie making fun of her.
Yeah.
It's bastards.
Man, that was a fucking great episode. I don't remember her. Was she the killer?
No, she was like the girl that like everyone was trying to like hook up with.
Reasonable.
Ape Vic 2 says Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yep. Yeah.
That's an inside joke.
Is it? Might be. Rufus March said, I'd love it if Kinda Funny was on Spotify. I would love it too. They just need to play nice with SoundCloud.
I felt cool being like, hey, check out my SoundCloud. I'm with it. But no, I guess Spotify is up there too.
A lot of people saying that the British guy laughing sounds exactly like a British Kevin.
British guy.
Based on a laugh.
I disagree. I did not like that. I thought that was a little bit too mean-spirited. The kid crying.
He wasn't crying.
He was definitely crying. That's why he was covering his fucking face.
Do you think
he's
just a huge fan and they just took advantage of that?
No, I think that they hyped him up.
Huge fan of the Smurfs?
Well, then,
I don't think so.
I'm sure that he was just really hyped up and everyone was like, yeah, we're gonna fucking do this. We're all dressing up as Smurfs. This is gonna be exciting. And he fucking put together his little outfit and he was like, I'm gonna win this party. And then he got in the car and if they were gonna make this joke, they should have been like, all right, we'll meet you at the house. And then, you know, made fun of him in front of everybody instead of just in front of the car.
Lakers Head says, will Cool Greg review Lonzo Ball's mixtape?
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I like horrible music, so I'm probably gonna like a couple songs on it to keep it 100% true.
Abrock111 says, Tim, did you watch Bachelor Winter Games? Yeah, I did. Don't have much to say about that. It is
not good.
Not good. And there's way too much of it.
Like
it's every Tuesday and the problem was the first half of last night's show was introducing all the characters and they threw a parade and they were pretty much just aping the Olympics. And it was like all the boring parts. And I'm like, we don't want to see this. Nobody fucking wants this. Although there is this one like Bachelorette Japan girl. And she is hilarious. Ooh. And doesn't speak English. So weird thing to put her on a show where she's trying to find love. Because it just turns into a lot of things of her constantly talking about one guy. Just being like, Dean, handsome. Just over and over. And Dean is clearly partnered up already. So it's like, you need to stop. Someone needs to tell her. And then there was a Bachelorette Japan or Bachelorette China who also didn't speak English and she didn't fare too well. And she got sent home. And at the end of the episode, the whole time she's been really quiet, not saying anything. And when she got home, her little like testimonial talking about it, perfect English, just talking, be like, you know, this was a great experience and whatever. And it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, whole lot of shit.
Joey, get it, Joey.
Ant-Man 208 says, cool, Greg, are we streaming for WrestleMania?
Oh, shit.
Ah, man, I'm trying to go to WrestleMania. What's happening?
Where's WrestleMania? Oh, it's...
New Orleans. Baby! Straight out the N-O. It's a big N-O.
King Franchise says, cool, Greg, did you see the new Eminem video yet?
No.
Richard Dragon says, cool, Greg, how do you feel about
giving up on Eminem.
Dame Dalla?
No. Well, speaking on Eminem, I've given up. If I'm ever on GOG, my topic's gonna be, can he get more out of touch? Like, can he fuck up a good thing more than he already has? Now I'm done with him, man.
Trash. Straight up done.
I got so much problems with him.
Yeah? How many? 99?
Just a lot, man.
Let's get into sub-only chat.
No. Real quick, I forgot that I had a sub, fun clip to submit.
Fun clips?
Have you seen this?
I did, it's fantastic.
Yep, so.
Let's show it.
Okay, here we go.
This is from Skizzit. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Sorry, the chat complaining, and she was right. Here we go.
Fantastic.
Fucking amazing. Some of the best shit I've seen.
Hi.
What's going on?
Gary would have came to work.
Yeah? I guess.
Shit, you gonna break the chocolate box on him?
Oh my god.
Got a little something for you guys for Valentine's
Day. Oh, I love this. This is fantastic.
For my family,
here comes Kevin Chocolate.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Is it weird chocolate?
It's just chocolate. Just drugstore chocolate.
This thing's huge.
The smart thing to do would be to buy this tomorrow when it's half price.
Sure.
Very
sure.
Smart. Oh, well, thank you. This is fantastic.
You're welcome. Feel free to crack that open. Enjoy. Yeah. Save some for me.
Did you bring the dog?
What's that?
Did you bring the dog?
Sometimes you get a puppy, other days you get big boxes of
chocolate. Oh my god, it's great. It's always winners here.
You never know what's
Just life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Just finished Invincible.
How was it?
It's good.
Ah! Oh my god, it's a big ass box of chocolate.
Oh shit, I'm going
that's
in.
A good selection.
Watch
out, that one's busted.
Got some caramels that are getting all of
them. This is what happens when you buy cheap chocolates.
Look what we got.
Oh, look what we
got. Oh shit.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Give it to me.
Do you want to
tease
it?
I'm going to show it.
This isn't coming out until later though.
Next month.
Yeah.
Because we have a confirmed release date for this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Breaking news, everybody. Breaking news.
A design that Andy Cortez has been working on for months, literally years in the making in his mind.
Oh, that's chocolate filled one. It was really orange.
This shirt will debut on kindoffunny.com/store next month.
The brick?
Yeah,
the
bricks.
Which one's the orange? This one?
Woo! Yeah.
I'll have an orange.
Video games are cool, everybody.
I fucking love this shirt. It is fantastic. Video games are cool.
Thank you for the coffee.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah, orange chocolate.
Yeah, the orange blends so well.
All right.
You want me to sky cam?
Where were we?
Oh shit, I'm gonna sky cam just because the fucking chocolate looks so cool.
Alex Aziz coming with the truth saying chocolate. That's what it's in a box of chocolate. Mystery solved. It's true.
If you tip now, you can make Cool Greg eat one of them.
What?
I said if you tip now, you can choose which one Cool Greg eats.
Kevin, also, does that one look like a smiley face to you?
Yeah,
that's
it does.
It's like our logo, but reversed.
It's Trevor for saying Jerry's.
Wait, sorry. Hold on.
Oh, Trevor.
Trevor.
The homie.
Oh, shit, we were out.
Trevor, get it sparking, bro. I'll fuck with you.
Joey, are those for sharing or?
The almonds.
I mean, the name says it's to me.
Ooh, I am the cannonball says, almonds. Are we still getting the LaCroix shirt? Yes. That's coming sooner than this.
LaCroix.
You'll see it soon.
We making noise.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Yasmin says, Greg, have you checked out Devilman Cryberry? Oh, sorry. Cryberry. Crybaby.
The anime?
Yes.
Yeah. He's talking to me or Cool Greg?
He's talking to Cool Greg. You watch it?
Yeah, Jen likes anime, so she started it.
What?
Y'all some fucked up people with your animes. I'll tell you what. Y'all like these fucking things eating each other and sexing each other up.
Oh, shit. They're sexing them up?
They're sexing them up in there, yeah.
They're sexing them up.
You don't like it?
I mean, I'm just not an anime guy. But I thought it was fine. It was, you know, whatever. It was interesting.
I think we've been recommending that you watch, fuck, what was it? Tim, what's the one we always recommend? No?
Monster Hunter today, everybody. I forgot playing games daily.
Monster Hunter
Tim,
today.
What the
it's a Valentine's Day.
Why
can't
I remember the name?
Izzy says, have either of you listened to the Black Panther soundtrack? It's got some bangers. I have not yet. I want to watch the movie first before I listen to it. I know
is it
not
a real
all the
soundtrack
songs,
like that?
I know they're not all going to be featured, but
I don't
still,
know. Is it?
I don't think so.
It doesn't sound like it. I don't know how you make a movie with that much fucking strict rap.
Yeah?
But
we'll see, man.
I'm pretty excited for that movie.
B Silver 87 says, Tim, what you watching these days with Gia? Just more Bachelor? More Bachelor than ever, my friend. Because right now there's the Bachelor and Bachelor Winter Games happening. Three Bachelor shows each week. It's stupid. It's like Raw. And it's like WWE. Where it's like, guys, just slow down. We don't need this much every week. Like it's too much. Besides that, she has been watching This Is Us. And fuck that show. That show is heart-wrenching. I'm not like paying attention, but every once in a while some shit happens and I'm just like, nah. And I look over at her, her face is just covered in tissue and she's crying. I'm just like, I don't like anything about this.
That's not fun.
And then yeah, she's also watching Law and Order.
That's for you. Oh yeah, that's the shit.
Special Rock Big On, Doom. This is the last one for the day. Rock On 2108 says, Cool Greg, what was your album of the year last year?
Album of the year, bro. My shit changes almost every day for me, right? But I would have to give it to,
take your time.
I'd say 444.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's who would you put it for?
I don't know. I don't listen to enough new shit to like really be able to say this was the best album of the year.
I think, yeah, if I was talking about Grammys and shit, it's like, I don't know. But best album, either 444, maybe 17 from X, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see, look back in my shit of what I got last year that I really liked.
I don't know. Queen's Greatest Hits, pretty good. I got a record.
Queen's Greatest Hits is pretty good. It is pretty good.
Bow.
Honestly, I really liked Lana Del Rey's Lust for Life album. Like, I feel like she brought the heat on it because, like, her albums have been a little recently. This one I really liked, but I don't know that I'd give it fucking album of the year.
I don't know if album of the year is something I'm really down with anymore because everything sucks so much, man. Everything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Cool Greg Effect, Kind of Funny Morning Show, the first ever. I'm sure there will be more at some point because we got to get Nick and you together because that seems like the most dramatic season ever of the Kind of Funny Morning
Butthole
Show.
Butthole and anus.
Nick does the night.
It's phrasing on that. I don't know.
Yeah, because you are you the night? Night. Yeah, so is Nick doing you?
Got you. I guess you guys are some sexual motherfuckers, man.
Yeah,
until next time, I love you.